This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Hello there, my name is Glenn Case, and I am the host of the Case No Point podcast. I am a self-proclaimed internet geek musician and songwriter, and I tend to obsess over things, especially when it comes to the topics of music, video games, and the internet. Tuning into Case No Point would usually mean you're going to hear my voice along with at least one guest in most cases, possibly an interview with a musician.
But with pop music, you know, you're really trying to win over a general population with something, and it's not that easy to do.
Or perhaps a video game developer.
Hi, I am a video game developer saying something very interesting, and I am totally not Glenn filling in a gap of a promo.
Or I might just be talking with one of my funny friends.
Like, at the door, and she's like, I got you new tires for your car, and I just went... Did you walk down the alley with four tires?
Check us out every other Tuesday with new episodes of the Case No Point podcast on the Pants Pending Podcast Network.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
That's going to be a fun evening of rape movies, yes. And Nintendo.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is the social hour. On today's show, comedian Jay Mitz. Producer Traz Swartout. And now your hosts, Monica Stutz. And not giving a shit about who is the new president because the NBA has returned, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am your host, Deese. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode, my gentle snowflakes. We appreciate your diligence and hanging out with us every single week. Monica is out this week once again, but as always, Traz is here. Traz, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Hi, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. And with us, the one, the only, the lovely, the talented, back from the Crusades to regain her title as most frequent guest on this show, Jay Mitz, everyone.
Hello again. Deese, you forgot to mention gorgeous, intelligent, and super modest.
I said lovely.
That's
and gorgeous and intelligent and has slutty wrists.
Yes,
not slitty wrists, slutty. Slutty.
Which is why I avoided the Middle East.
That's
they
right.
They freaked out over my wrist.
That's right. She is back from the Crusades. Had a long trip in Europe, which we are going to hear all about, I hope.
Yeah.
If she's willing to tell us, depending on what her parents want to hear. Because apparently they could still be ashamed of her.
Yes. Profoundly.
Soundly. I love how you say that, like, yes, trust me, I know they can be ashamed of me. The
It is the one benefit I have of having no relationship with my parents is anything I say or do has zero effect on anything. Like they are unfamiliar of anything. I can talk as much shit as I want and they're never going to hear it. So they're never going to know. They're never going to care.
It's just sad silver lining.
That's great, buddy.
It's the freedom I have.
Jesus.
Oh, it's really not that bad. So, there's a great story. I won't tell it now because I may have told on air. I'll tell you guys after the show of when I started doing the Drink and Debate podcast and hosting that, which as a reminder, the next show is this Sunday, November 20th at the Spokane Comedy Club. Get your tickets now at SpokaneComedyClub.com or find me. I can get you tickets or any of the comedians can get you tickets. They're $10 in advance or $16 at the door. It'll be hosted by myself and Nick Cavassier. And also listen to the Drink and Debate podcast. New episodes every Tuesday on iTunes and SocialHourPod.com. And also soon joining the Pants Pending Studio family. So that'll be exciting. But there's a good story about when I started doing that. When I talked to Terry, my mother, about it and her dismissiveness about it, which is a really fun story. So
I'm eager to hear that story afterwards.
Yeah, I'll tell it off the air. It's like people on the air have probably heard it before, I think, when it happened. For a while, I was doing a bit called, like, how shitty are your parents or something like that on the show too, which
oh my god, can you please bring that back?
It was a fun bit because I feel like I always could win at that one.
Probably, yeah.
But Jay is going to tell us all about her adventures. I look forward to hearing it. I'm glad to have you back.
I'm glad to have you back on
the show. I'm glad to have you back in Spokane. I hope to come see you at the Blue Door Theater soon. Where Jay does improv. I hope to see you back on stage doing stand-up soon, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, you know, anyway, see you any way you can. So we're going to get into that in a little bit and all sorts of stuff. But just a couple things. Again, the Drink and Debate, all that good stuff. Find us on iTunes. Go to patreon.com if you want to donate to the shows. You can do a one-time subscription or a one-time donation or subscribe. Also, you get exclusive content. Starting this week, you're going to be able to get exclusively my first stand-up set I did in a long time in Missoula, Montana, where I pissed off some comedians, apparently, which was a lot of fun. So that's going to be exclusive on Patreon. If you want to hear that, go donate a couple bucks and you can get some exclusive content. It's about 17 minutes of content and a couple minutes of my stand-up. So let's talk about our weeks. It was an interesting week since last show. We've gained a new presidential elect.
Boo.
I know. Divisive, which way do we say that? Divisive.
I think we say divisive.
Divisive. Usually say divisive, but then I hear people still say divisive, and I'm like, which?
That's because we live in Spokane.
Is it Iraq or Iraq? I just don't know. More importantly than this presidential elect that we've had, I had a interesting week. As I get older, my tolerance level goes down for everything. And as I get older, I have a low tolerance for stupidity and things that like can be easily changed. And everyone seems to have this fucking like attitude now. Have you guys noticed this? Like as you go around life, like everyone has this attitude of like not being helpful, even in the jobs they have. Like I took myself on like a little day date the other day. I took a little free time.
That's so sad.
And I went, this is my favorite thing to do. I'll go and I like went and had some coffee and I got some stuff, some work done on my computer.
Masturbate.
They don't let you masturbate in Starbucks. Apparently that's a hard rule. I didn't see the sign anywhere, but.
Don't worry, we're changing that election 2020.
Yeah. I mean,
Trump America.
I was wearing earbuds. I'm not a monster. I go up and I order, I'm a little, you know, hipster coffee joint and just the attitude of like, like, hey, just can I get an iced coffee, a little bit of hazelnut, you know, like triple shot iced Americano is what I want. And she's like, okay. And like, just like, is that all? You know, and just like turn, just like no conversation, no nothing, no niceness, no, just complete ice cold. Like, listen, this is your job. You're here to make, like, I'm not being mean to you. I'm didn't like come in and be like, hey, bitch, make me some coffee. It was just like, hi. Cause I'm very cool. Despite my demeanor, I'm pretty cordial. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, how's it going? Da, da, da. And just, so I'm kind of like, all right, whatever. Fuck. Okay. Let's power through the day. Then I go to my favorite restaurant, Scratch, and I have lunch. And great lunch. Scratch is always solid. I love that place. Have you guys ever been to Scratch?
I have not, no.
Best restaurant in Spokane. It's attached to Rain.
Okay.
It's their restaurant.
What kind of food is that?
It's, so their lunch menu is a little different, but their dinner menu is like kind of high-end steaks and seafood and...
Okay, so but, like gourmet American.
Yeah, kind of, but it's they always have like interesting stuff, which it's cheaper than like Spencer's or some of the other restaurants in mm-hmm. town that are high end. But they have like duck and really interesting food stuff, like not like your regular like, hey, this is steak, this is chicken, here's a pork chop, like really interesting food, and I love duck. Lunch was great. Then I go out. And I'm walking up to my car, and he's like, and here comes a meter maid walking down the street.
Oh, no.
And he goes, hey. He's like, good thing you made it. Good thing you're here. Now I can give you your ticket. And I go,
what?
And I go, yeah. And I'm like, I didn't know if he was joking. I'm like, yeah, good thing. Now I'm, you know, yeah, I made it just in time. And he goes, no, actually, your meter's is run out, so even though you just came out, he's like, I can give you a ticket. And I'm like,
what?
Okay. I'm like, well, I didn't even notice. I literally just came out to my car, and I'm like, are you giving me a ticket? And he like, I don't understand. He's like, well, you know, I could. I just want you to know I could. And
that's,
I'm like,
such a power play.
Yeah. And I'm like, so are you giving me a ticket or not? And he's like, well, yeah, I think, you know, you didn't even know. I'm going to give you a ticket, you know, and I'm like,
what?
And I go, okay. And I just got in my car and drove away. because he hadn't taken a picture, started writing anything down. He had the thing in his hip pocket still, like he hadn't drawn his six shooter of fucking shitty tax dollars yet.
So
I just fucking, I'm like, all right, well, cool. It just got in my car and drove away. I'm like, fuck you. What are you going to report me to the police? There's a million silver Jaguars in this town. I don't fucking care. You know, like you don't have my license plate number. And if you do, you send me a $13 ticket. Go fuck yourself.
What did his face look in the mirror as you drove away? Probably laughing to yourself.
It was amazing. I'm like, fuck you. I'm out. I'm like, who the fuck are with these assholes today? I go see a movie. I go see Doctor Strange. Good movie, by the way. Enjoyed it. You know, then I go to Macy's to do some shopping for the fall season.
God, this is such
really
a great
day.
It was a full day. I went and got a facial.
Wow.
You know, hot stone massage. No. So I buy this sweater, right?
And a lovely fall sweater.
Fall sweater. You know. Something that complements my skin tone, you know, kind of an amber color. I go up to the to pay for it, and the lady's like, I go up there and I'm like, hi. And she just goes, hold on, and turns around, just starts doing other stuff. I'm like, okay. She comes back around, doesn't say anything, just grabs it, starts checking me out. 30 something something something. Well, wait, that said it was on a rack for $29.99. She goes, well, that's not what it's ringing up at. I go, well, it's on the rack right there. She goes, where? And I walk her over. And it's not like it was one on a rack. There's a rack of 40 of these things.
Okay.
At $29.99, she goes, well, that's not supposed to be that price. I'm like, well, they're all there.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, so that's not my fault. And she kind of pulls it out and she goes, sorry, so that's a second time today. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Is this like a profit sharing thing? Are you losing money right now? I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I'm not being a dick. I didn't print out Macy's signs for cheap to save $3. I'm just saying. It was just this whole day of like a shitstorm of just asshole people doing their job, like trying to do their jobs in the most fucking asshole way possible. Like, what happened to just being like a decent person in real life?
Donald Trump became president. Donald Trump, maybe? That's
what it was. You're right.
Yeah.
That was on Tuesday, so he hadn't even been president yet. He wasn't even elected yet.
Oh, then no excuse.
The vibes are in the air.
Yeah. The vibes are in the air.
Donald Trump.
I could feel it.
But I'm just like, who the fuck are these people? Like, the tip of the spear for your businesses are just like jerk offs and assholes who want to fuck your day up and like can't, like, why put these people. Oh, also, yeah, it started out, I went to PetSmart, too, and there's this fucking cunt who works at PetSmart on the north side. She's there every day. Laura Lee, if you're listening, not Laura Lee White, the artist and friend of the show.
I want to know why you're at PetSmart every day.
Not every day. Every time I go, okay. She's there. And she's just such a cunt, such okay. a bitch. And just like... again, so rude and doesn't want to just like I'm inconveniencing you. Like, I'm like, wait, this is your job. I'm not like asking you to come fucking put new siding on my house. This isn't this isn't crazy that I brought dog food up and I'm trying to pay for it. I'm not hustling, you know, putting it under my shirt and trying to, you know, crawl out the back window and run off to Mexico with a $33 bag of dog food either. I'm just trying to pay for it. This is a bridge too far for some people for some reason.
I'm going to throw out a conspiracy theory. Deese, maybe it's your face.
Maybe
it's you. People are lovely to me. And it might just be because I have really sexual wrists. I don't know.
It's really sexual wrists.
But I feel like this is a you problem.
This is a me problem. You're, I just don't get it. You don't have, does no one else runs into this? Like, it's just these, just like, it seems like the more I go out, the person, like, put someone who put a, get a 45-year-old gay dude to be at the, they're always happy, you know?
Like a super flamboyant, that would be delightful.
Yes, let's do that, you know? Like, someone like John Waters, who's kind of cynical, but in a funny way, you know? It is, you know, give you some, like, alliteration or some rhyme that when he talks to you, and it's just, it gets, like, we just get these assholes who are just sitting there wanting to, like, ready to find a reason to be pissed and, like, ruin, not I guess is that I deal with people all day every day in my job. I don't understand. It's really easy to be like, hey, how you doing, how's it going today, having a good day, you know, like that.
Why you can just fake a smile. It's not that hard to fake.
Not
it,
right,
you know?
I hate most of the people that come into my where I work, but I still can at least be nice to them.
Yeah,
you know.
So I'm curious, how did your self date end?
Well,
tearful masturbation.
I got lucky. How did that day end? I don't know what happened. Blacked out. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I do know. I sat at Buffalo Wild Wings and ate wings and watched the Lakers play while everyone else watched the election.
Really? That's how you spent your Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I
That's not bad. I was at the bar Tuesday, too. Yeah. That's where I saw the election.
Yeah.
What bar were you at?
Wild Dogs Karaoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wanted to watch the Lakers game, and everyone had the election on, and I had to go, and even at Buffalo Wild Wings, they had the election. I go, can you turn on the Lakers game for me?
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't give a shit
That's
about
so terrible.
This presidency or what's happening, really. I hate them all, so...
I mean, you're a Hispanic man. This may affect you.
No, it won't.
Not as much.
I'm documented, first of all. I'm papered. So I'm good. I'm not that worried about it. I don't think it's going to be that. I don't think it's going to affect as many people as people think it will. I really don't. Because here's the thing. The Donald Trump as president, is he who I wanted? No. Is he who I voted for? No. Did I want Hillary? No. They're both idiots and they're both liars and they'd both be really terrible at the job for reasons and probably both good at the job for certain reasons. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is a terrible man. Hillary Clinton's a terrible woman.
One's worse than the other, though.
Hillary Clinton is worse.
No!
She's, like, really crazy. She, like, kills people.
She is really crazy. And she's a fucking liar. Like she is one of the most crooked, corrupt. She took so much money from the banks and lobbyists and the things she has done. Like, so bought. so terrible. I'm not saying she would have been a worse president than Trump. I think that I hated both our options. Mm-hmm. But people got to realize, like, in a, as a whole, it's just the president doesn't do that much anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to, if you really want to affect change, I've been saying this for weeks to people, your senators are your biggest thing. Beyond after that, your representatives. Beyond that, the mm-hmm. Supreme Court. Vote for those people. Pay attention to those people. Also, America as a whole is still good. I believe in American people. And even if Trump's like, let's round up all the Muslims.
Yeah.
You can't do that with America. Like, America is the America as a whole is not going to allow that to happen.
Hopefully.
You think they would?
I think a large portion of them would.
You think a large portion of America would be on board with that?
Maybe the people who voted for him.
Okay. Well, the people who voted for Trump, you mean?
Yes.
Well, there were over 7 million people who didn't vote this time around that voted last time.
That's true.
50% of voters who usually vote didn't even vote this time around. Mm-hmm. So,
I suppose it is a minority.
It is a minority. Yeah. And also, those people are contained to very small areas. Mm-hmm. And those small areas don't contain many people who are darker than Tom Petty. So there's very little, like, and if they go to an area where there are darker people, mm-hmm. those areas have culture, and they're not going to let them just run away with these crazy ideas. You can't go to those areas and think that's not going to fly in the areas where there are multicultural people, and those are the big metropolitan areas.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be incidents. There were incidents of hate and racism under every president. There will be under Trump. It's incited some issues, but I think we had more racial issues, more racial divide in the last 3 years of Obama than we have in the last 20 years in America before that. And I'm not blaming Obama for that, but there's been a large cultural divide that, like, I don't think existed like a decade ago. It kind of came together real close and then started splitting again.
Do you mean with the Black Lives Matter and all of the police brutality? Is that what you're referencing?
Some of that, but police brutality, I don't think it's increased at all. From a guy who grew up in LA in the 80s when there wasn't even video cameras, people mm-hmm. were getting shot and dragged away and killed by police constantly.
Yeah.
It just was never filmed. Now everyone has it on film. So it's
more documented,
right? So I don't think mm-hmm. in I don't think cops are as racist as people think either. I think cops are assholes. They're assholes first, racist second. So, like, if you get pulled over and you're a black man, it probably feels racist
mm-hmm.
Because you're black. But I don't think other race, like if an Asian guy gets pulled over, I don't think he thinks it's because he's Asian. I think he thinks it's because it's of what
there are stereotypes about Asian drivers, so perhaps.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you were Tokyo drifting down the 405 there, Chan. Okay. When the Jewish guy
sure.
gets pulled over. There are issues. There's. I don't think America's as racist as people think it is either, though. I really don't.
I agree with that 100%.
As a whole, we're not that racist, really. I don't believe we are. And I think it's people are really blowing it out of control. And the media, of course, is going to run with it. And there's small sects of it and there's stories you can grasp onto. But as a whole, America is not that racist of a place or racist at all, really, anymore. Yes, racism exists. You can't say racism doesn't exist.
It definitely still exists.
So there's definitely, okay, here's my opinion. There's definitely still and always going to be racist people.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, you know, when Donald Trump got elected, I had some, like, liberal white chicks calling me out, you know, about, like, racism and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about, this institutional racism that you keep bringing up. I'm like, you know, in my own personal life, I'm like, when I graduated from college, we had a black president. The president of my college was a minority. Like, I've had, like, most of my teachers have been women. My principals have women. I've had women bosses. I've had minority bosses.
And they all got paid 75 cents on the dollar.
No, not even. You know, like as a joke, it's funny to talk about. Yeah. But in real life, you know, they actually got, like, a regular paycheck. And like,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, institutionally, like, I don't see it. Like, there's black cops, there's black judges, there's like women business owners, there's women educators.
It's getting better, but I mean, I definitely think it still exists. And since, you know, since we're white, we don't experience it. So it's easy to kind of forget about it.
See, I'm not that kind of white person, though.
The Caucasian kind? What do you mean?
I'm just, like, always grown up in, like, I mean, Spokane's, like, a pretty white place. Yeah. But there's, like, definitely, you know, I've always had, like, so many, like, minorities and stuff like that went to school with me because I went to poor schools. And, like, everybody was always friends. Like, there's not any problems. Like, so I would say, like, the whole time I've been alive, there hasn't really been racism. And it's like, there could be racism in people who are older than me, but I'm almost 30, you know, that's like a good chunk of life.
Yeah. I mean, there's racists out there, and racism exists. It comes from all sides. I mean, I always tell people I grew up in a very multicultural area. Where I grew up, I was very, very Mexican, not only by in how I grew up, where I grew up, in my last name and things like that. And then I lived in Western Montana, where I was very, very Mexican. Only more recently have I lived in this place like Spokane, where there's no sun, I don't get that tan, and you're like, I just blend in, I guess. Yeah. So, which is, also my lifestyle is much different too. So maybe that's part of it. I like fucking wear a shirt and tie, and, you know, I've looked like a fucking, like, just a normal guy.
Were you wearing like a sombrero before?
Yeah. Yeah. And a poncho, six shooters and a bandolero riding a donkey. But I always say, like, I've experienced a lot of racism in my life, but not from just white people, from black people, from other Mexicans, from, you know, or other types of Latinos. And it's come from all angles. So when people are like, oh, well, this person, you know, these people are racist and these people aren't, part of what creates this idea of racism is everyone still talking about the idea of racism, because so many people really aren't that racist. And if we just kind of stop talking about it and stop being in the ether, and we all just went through our life, like, it just kind of flows. And just kind of like, because I don't know, like, the thought of race never comes into my mind with anything.
So this just happened to me at Zips this week. I realized that I think we're using the wrong word. It's not really racism that we're experiencing, that everybody's experiencing. It's discrimination. And I noticed that when I was at Zips, and two black people came in, like, right after each other. And the first person,
yeah, like, oh shit, they're casing the joint.
they're totally different black people, which was like a brilliant thing to see and experience. The first guy came in
in Spokane,
yeah. Because the first guy came,
it's like
in
a double rainbow,
and he was dressed up nice or whatever. He just looked like a regular person with, like, a job. It was a minority person that was working the counter at Zips, and they had a totally great experience. And then the second black guy came in. But he just looked like a bum, you know, like, looked horrible, honestly. Yeah. And the way that the second black guy got treated was so horrible. Like, I was like, wow, anybody seeing this, like, would definitely think that was, like, racism. But it wasn't racism. It was discrimination.
Based on what he was wearing?
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, his overall appearance and demeanor and the things he was wearing. You know, he got totally different treatment than the first black guy. And so... I don't know. I just really don't think that it's racism. I think that it's discrimination is the problem that we have.
But we are so, like, if you look at how people voted, the coast and then, you know, the big metropolitan areas, those are the ones that voted blue typically. So I think that we don't necessarily see it as much. But if we lived in some of those more central states or a little bit southern, it might be a different experience. You know, I can't really say because I've never actually been there. But a lot of the... Granted, you know, the media are going to shoehorn certain things, but there was there have just been a lot of hate crimes in those areas since he got elected.
So you don't think there were before? Like, if we looked up statistics, do you think hate crimes have gone up dramatically?
I would say that the fact that our new head of state has run his entire campaign kind of fear-mongering and causing discrimination, I think that really emboldens the groups that are, you know, racist prone.
Sure.
So I would say it just it validates them.
So that's a fair point.
I think it still existed
point.
Before, but
that's,
now they feel more that, free and comfortable to say it out loud.
It's a fair point, but again, I take it back to America as a vast majority is still good. And the America as a vast majority will never allow anything to happen that is wildly unfair or racist or biased mm-hmm. towards any other cultural group, especially as in, you know, as much as the millennials come around and things like that. It'll never happen.
Do you guys have friends that are supporting the Native Americans with the North Dakota pipeline?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Right, me too. Mm-hmm. I have tons of friends. Most, you know, like most of them are like white and stuff like that. And it's like those are the same people that if Donald Trump tried to like, you know, put gay people in internment camps or something, would be the first ones to be like, no, like this is not happening. Like you're going to have to come through us first.
Well, and I think that's why people are rioting right now and people are protesting because they're upset that this person who has just blatantly talked about discriminating against people has won. That's kind of what does that say
about Hillary Clinton, though, about how terrible and how much people hated Hillary Clinton, the fact that this man won, that it doesn't say it reflects so poorly on her and the DNC mm-hmm. that they lost to Donald Trump. I mean, like that it just shows how terrible of a candidate she was.
I definitely think, you know, she wasn't a very favorable candidate, but a lot of people before Tuesday, I think most of us thought Hillary was going to win. Basically everybody did. And I think that was so inaccurate because there was that silent majority of voters for Donald Trump who were afraid to voice their opinions because they thought they were going to be labeled sexist and racist. So I think there is this population of people that we forget about and we don't think about because they don't really voice their opinions as much or they live in these rural areas. We don't see them.
Well, even more so than people who didn't voice their opinions, because those people were polled in straw polls and things like that. What happened was a lot of people who were saying they were going to vote for Hillary out loud because that seemed like the right thing to do. They didn't vote, or they voted for Trump because Hillary proved to be such a terrible candidate also. And actually Hillary it was pandering to women, and they expected the women vote to turn out. The majority of women voted for Trump.
Well, white women.
Okay.
So
right.
White women, but college educated white women and minority women voted for Hillary, or at least the ones who voted. Then a lot of people just didn't vote at all. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. It is crazy. I mean, I'm not defending Trump. I didn't vote for him. I didn't want him to be president. I don't want any of the people, anyone running for president. I don't want to be president, basically, because if you want that job, you're probably crooked and shouldn't be in that position. We should just pick someone randomly out of society.
Okay. In Deesa's ideal world, who would be president?
Me, Deeswood.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, I'd whip America into shape in a fucking heartbeat.
Actually, I would 1,000 times prefer you being the president to Trump.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome. That is a little comment.
I have some very great ideas for America that would that would be very pragmatic.
Yeah.
Because I always say, like, I float through life. Yes, I'm Mexican, but I don't like live as a Mexican. I don't like need to vote for someone because they look like me or have a similar last name. I have no religious ties. I look at things 100% pragmatically and not emotionally at all. Like
the smartest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, seriously, like I don't look at it like, and I don't look at it as what's best for me. I also vote on things looking at them as what is best for our nation as a whole, because I am not the only person in this nation. I need to think of everyone. Did you ask what were some of my ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would some of your initiatives?
Some of my platforms. My big one would be, you go to high school. Mm-hmm. You need two requirements to get a job and to get a driver's license. You go to school. Once you graduate from high school, you do 1 year in the military. Pick your branch. You do basic training. You do 3 months stateside, 9 months in a foreign country. You don't see combat. You're a non-combat officer or a member of the armed forces, basically. Okay. Unless, like, the draft kicks in, then we're all fucking in there anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Draft will never happen again anyway. 3 months stateside, 9 months abroad. Once your year is done, if you want to sign up and do the last 3 years, like a four-year contract, you've already done 1 year of it. You can do your other three. After you've graduated from high school, you've done your 1 year of service to this country. You now can get a driver's license, and you can now apply for a job. Then, and only then, are you qualified to be a citizen of America, because it forces people to finish high school. Mm-hmm. It forces people to learn some discipline.
Yeah.
They get to do 9 months in another country and learn some culture. They can learn a trade while they're in the military. They come out and then they're a well-balanced young person in America, and they can start doing some real work in this country. That's one of my big ones. I think that would be fantastic for this country. You look at a model like Israel, who has everyone do time in the armed services. It creates much better citizens and much more dedicated, smarter, not people getting wasted every night until they're 43 and dropping out of high school. Like, if you want a driver's license and to get a job, you got to get a high school diploma at least. It forces people to be educated.
Those are going to be some shitty bus routes, though.
Shitty bus routes. But guess what?
A whole bunch of 18-year-olds on
right. That. Well, but you know what? If you have a society where a generation of people has taught these people about respect and this is what they're going to have to do, they're going to be dedicated to it. Right now, there's no reason to be dedicated to it.
I like it. It's good.
So, a little more controversial one. I would put a sterilization agent in the municipal water system. And when you want to have a child, you fill out this application.
I actually totally agree with that.
I want your medical history, your debt-to-income ratio. How are you going to support this child? What kind of situation are they going to be living in? Mm-hmm. I want to know that you're just not shitting out children that are affected or that are just taking away from our culture and not mm-hmm. anything to it.
No, I like that one.
Yeah, that one is like absolutely. I think I am not against abortion. But I know too many women who have used it as a form of birth control.
So free condoms for everybody.
Well, that too. You can get your one abortion.
Oh my God.
We'll even give you, everyone makes mistakes. You get one abortion. Upon your second abortion, sorry, once you get...
What if you're kind of dumb, can you get two?
Well, here's the deal. If you go in for your second abortion, you will get that abortion. But we immediately, after that, sterilize you so you can no longer conceive children.
Ever? Or would it be like an IUD?
Ever.
Damn. Okay.
Because you are not responsible enough. Fuck you. You're not
That's
responsible
fair.
Enough.
That's fair.
I also, because I don't want the onus 100% on the women, I want the same thing. But if we put a sterilization agent in the water, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but then people can stop drinking the water.
Okay. Then we'll put a chip in your brain. Your head explodes.
Mark of the Beast 2020.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll put it somewhere. We'll just shoot something. You got to come in once a month and we'll shoot you up or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
I don't know the science behind it, Jay. I'm just saying.
IUDs, dude.
IUDs. Okay, there you go. what was that? What were we talking about the other week? They have that new male.
Male birth control.
Were we talking about that? That's on the show. Maybe not. There's like a male birth control.
Mm-hmm.
No? Yeah, like...
That is a thing.
Yeah, that makes you...
It doesn't have like side effects.
Yeah, it makes you clinically depressed. You want to fucking kill yourself.
So like the same symptoms of female birth control.
Right, you guys are crazy anyway, though.
Fuck
you guys
off.
Are fucking balanced anyway. Those are a few of my major platforms. And then no Puerto Ricans, of course, too. yeah.
You could have won this election.
I could have. So I... yeah, you know, what do you think?
I can get on board with some of that.
Some of that?
Some of that. I like the, the model after Israel. That's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
don't you think those people coming out would be like...
They'd be more disciplined.
Uh-huh.
And overpopulation is a huge issue, so kay. I can get on board with, stupid people not having a bunch of children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Having to,
I would want to focus on family and education. stop treating symptoms, but treat the problem. We're not treating any of the issues in this country. We're putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound instead of trying to cauterize the wound.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
A nationwide casual Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Pajama bottoms Friday.
God, we would have such a happier.
Can we have free donut Fridays?
Yes, you
free
can.
Free donut Friday and casual Friday.
And you're casual asking, Friday.
You're Ooh. Asking too much. The economy would collapse.
We and can always wish.
Pizza in the cafeteria every day. Yeah. Yeah. So, I feel like I could win.
Yeah.
Except for all the horrible things I've said on this podcast over the last 2.5 years. If anyone listened to this podcast ever, they'd be like, oh, no, like, I can't. No,
Donald Trump just won.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We were worried about your presidential chances before, yeah. but they've never been better. We set a beautiful precedent with this election.
That is true. Anyone can be president now.
I like how the standard for the president of the United States is less than working on Access Hollywood.
That's true.
Yeah, because Billy Bush got fired and... Trump Donald Trump is now the president.
Well,
so.
here's the thing I've been telling the people too, because people always bitch about Barack Obama, and I voted for Obama twice. I think he's a very smart guy. I don't think he was a really good president. I just think he was kind of impotent as a president. He didn't get he didn't do a lot. He did some things, but not real well. But I don't want to get into that too much. What my point is, I think he was at least presidential and respectable. Like he carried himself well. He had a good self-confidence. It wasn't overconfident. He had a nice presence. It's just such a contrast to Donald Trump.
Seemed like a really genuine guy, like somebody that I would like to have a beer with.
Sure. Sure.
And Donald Trump, I would have to watch my drink the entire time.
No, you don't need to. He'd grab your pussy either way. Sure. You don't need it. It doesn't matter. So, all right. Well, let's. Wow. Okay. just had 40 minutes on Donald Trump and presidency. Ah, yeah, that's what happens when you get into
We've
it.
Been dealing with it for like the last 16 months. So.
Well, Jay, let's talk to Jay about more fun stuff.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I really am glad you're back. I missed you. I missed seeing you. I missed having you on the show. You got to come see us more.
I know. I want to. I'm really happy to be back.
So, tell us about your trip. You were gone for 6 weeks?
Yep. 6 weeks, 12 different countries. It was a blast.
What countries did you go to?
Do you want the list?
That's why I asked.
Okay. All right. Okay,
in alphabetical order. No. In least favorite to favorite.
Okay, so let's see here. Favorite places that I went were, Prague and Czech Republic. It's the shit. You would love it.
I would personally?
You would personally love it because, one, it's gorgeous.
Okay.
And two, most importantly, beer is actually cheaper than tap water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about the gorgeous. How so?
Just the architecture, like throughout all of Europe, it's just really, just everything's really old and awesome. These are not good.
Cool.
Terms.
Yeah. That's very, I can see it. You've painted a picture.
Old and awesome. Yeah. God, I should write books.
It's cool and awesome. You know, old.
Buildings.
You get what I'm saying.
Stones. They use mortar and stuff.
You know, it's funny, not to cut you off, I definitely want to hear everything you have to say, but I was literally today, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go this spring on my next international tour, and I'm deciding if I want to go to, like, Belize and hit part of Central America again. I haven't been to Belize before, but I've always wanted to go, so I'm deciding between Belize and Europe. So you may sway me. I will say this. The one benefit of Europe, or the one benefit of like Central America, is I went for like a couple weeks last time. I packed a backpack. One backpack. And that's all I took. I actually thought I was smuggling drugs when I came back into the country. Because my buddy and I, we both had a backpack and they stopped us on customs and coming into Houston. Like, he looks at my passport and how long we've been gone. He goes, looks us up and down. He goes, where's all your stuff? I'm like, what? And he goes, all your stuff. I go, what do you mean? What stuff? And he goes, you guys were gone for weeks. Where's all your stuff? I just have one backpack. And I go, dude, I'm not a chick. What did you think I was going to pack? Like, I was at the beach the whole time, you know? I didn't wear underwear. I had board shorts and a pair of shorts, my sandals, and, like, three T-shirts. Like, that's all I took with me. And a toothbrush. That's literally, like, all I took with with me.
It might be that face again, though. You just have that drug,
I guess, that drug smuggling face. Like, you have that. You have a balloon of heroin up your ass face. Oh, yeah.
No, but honestly, I just took a backpack with me. Granted, it was like a backpacking backpack, so it was pretty big. But yeah, no, you would dig Prague. It, you know, old, awesome, super cheap beer.
Yeah.
How cheap?
Let's see here. So we got a 2 liter of beer for $1.10.
Well, this is in Canada. Jesus Christ. How many ounces?
2 liters?
Yes, a giant 2 liter of beer for $1.10 US.
Dang.
Yeah, in a restaurant, you can
get. Is it good beer?
Well.
All right, it's beer. Got it.
I mean, it's all about the finish line, right?
Sure, so yeah.
Is it beer or malt liquor?
It's beer.
Oh, okay.
Beer,
okay.
Yeah, but still, yeah, super cheap. Budapest is, in my personal opinion, the party capital of the world. It was awesome. Yeah, they were just, I would say Eastern Europe is really amazing. So check out Prague, Croatia, and Budapest.
Okay.
Those are my three favorite.
Where else did you go?
So basically all over Scandinavia. So we started in Iceland, which is the polar frickin' opposite. A pint of beer there is $13 US.
Jesus.
It's cold as shit. And...
in Iceland? That's weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who'd have guessed?
I went in there in my bikini. I was like, what the hell is this? Yes.
You wore your bikini on the flight? You just got off the flight? Like, let's go Iceland.
I wanted first class, okay?
Okay, well, that's definitely first class.
I still didn't get it. I need to work on my body a little bit
that's
more.
Weird.
Is this why other countries don't like American tourists?
Right.
Probably. And then we also were in Scandinavia for a long time. So Norway, have you heard the stereotype that Scandinavians are really sexy?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like...
Aren't they?
Yeah, they were hella Aryan and gorgeous. Not because they're Aryan, but I was just walking along the street and everybody, very fashionable, gorgeous, they look like models. Even the hobos were sexy.
Sure.
And you know, I've never felt like so self-conscious and horny at the same time.
I like that.
I'd try to make eyes at people and they just stare at me like the crypt keeper.
Like as if they were the crypt keeper.
No, I'm the crypt
keeper. All right.
Like I just crawled out of the depths of hell and they haven't seen something.
Oh, don't. This come on. Now you're just being crazy.
You've never been to Scandinavia.
That's true. I have not. What, tell me about the ladies. What are the ladies like in these countries?
Let's see here. Yeah, blonde, like, really skinny.
Cool
like
and
models.
Awesome.
Just cool,
really
awesome, boobs, skin, face.
You know, human.
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to them as much.
Oh, God, no fun.
Sorry.
Okay, what about people in general though? Like where, how were the people, where were people most inviting, least inviting, ever feel unsafe or was it just kind of.
Okay. So people in Berlin, they're like really hipster. It just feels like the hipster capital of the world.
More so than Portland even.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Portland a run for their money.
Super hipster. Like we tried to hang out
hipster.
With them. They weren't having it.
No.
They have a bunch of weird nightclubs there. There's this one that is a mashup of Clueless and Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wow.
Right?
That's interesting.
Right?
Horrible.
It was my... I don't know. I didn't know because that was my first time ever drinking real absinthe that night.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great.
Did you actually hallucinate at all?
No, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
I don't know. It was like 8 o'clock. I was obliterated and absinthe and just running down the street screaming for McDonald's.
Did they have
they did. It was like
I like
the
how you
cliche.
go to another country and get McDonald's. You're so fast, such a fucking ugly American.
I know, dude, I know. I was obliterately drunk.
She's a wasted drunk in her bikini.
I was like the classic shitty drunk girl. I was like, McDonald's! I want McDonald's. I had to settle for KFC.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah, let's see here. We met some really shitty British guys in Denmark.
Okay.
Yeah. They, so we're hanging out with them and these Australian girls, and we were going to go party with them, and somehow we got separated. So the British guy was texting the Australian girl trying to meet up with us. And finally he gets pissed off and he's like, whatever, you're not cool enough to suck this dick, which is like the weirdest
thing. He said that to who?
He said that to the Australian girl.
Mm, maybe she just wasn't that cool.
No, she was delightful. But
not a good dick's not cool enough to suck dick, apparently.
But then he was like, but you can send the American girl up to my room. So I was like, first off, thank you for thinking I'm cool. I really needed that after Scandinavia.
So then after I got done sucking his dick.
And secondly, like, any blowjob is good. Even a bad blowjob, they're good. I use teeth, so, you know.
Yeah.
And I get complaints, but still.
I actually told one girl to stop one time. One time
did
in my
really?
Life. Yeah,
why?
I did. I'm like, you're going to have to stop. That's
why?
Not going to. Because it was just very, there's nothing good about it. Yeah.
Why was it so
like, bad? I would rather have a Mako shark, I think, fucking like a hammerhead shark blow me right now with those weird side eyes and like 80 rows of teeth. Like, this is not good. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, somebody's probably into that, but.
Yeah, there's a whole porn site dedicated to, you know.
Hammerhead sharks.
Yeah, tags, Mako sharks, side eyes.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of tactical about it. You know, I wait till about 2-3 months into the relationship till they're like hooked, they're pretty in love with me. About how long it takes. I like to think I'm delightful. But
seems
then
like a long
but
time.
Then you give them just like toothiest, I like to call it the cheese grater, and they'll never ask for it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if they're into it? Like, one more time.
Fuck.
Bring it back, babe. Bring it back.
New.
Oh. Not a giver, huh?
Tell your female friends about
not
that.
Not a giver.
Nah.
Well, one thing I like to say about myself is I am not a generous lover, but no one receives oral like I do. I mean, that is one thing I know about me.
Okay. I saw a meme. Girls can argue for 4 hours, but 2 minutes into a blowjob and their jaw's tired.
Oh, shit. That's too true, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hold on. What was the joke you told a couple weeks ago about, like, sucking your own dick or something?
What?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
okay, let's hear this.
I don't remember. It was just random chit chat about sucking your own dick. Okay, I remember. It was a thing on Reddit where people were like talking about like if their dick could come like whipped cream or whatever, and then people just got on this whole like tangent about being able to suck your own dick. And somebody chimes in and is like, oh yeah, so actually my buddy was able to suck his own dick, and he told us.
Oh no.
He said, turns out sucking your own dick feels more like having a dick in your mouth than getting your dick sucked.
Yeah. It's like the worst form of 69.
Oh, God.
That's just like a zero. Literally on every... It's a zero emotionally. It's a zero physically. It is. You put yourself in a zero.
I mean,
zero,
you get points for flexibility, I guess.
I guess, yeah. It sounds bad, though. Jeez. Oh, my God. That makes me laugh every time. I guess I have to plug my internet in, finally.
You okay there?
Never.
No.
Oh, so, okay. So, getting around, how'd you guys get around from country to country?
So, we took the Eurorail. So that's pretty nice. It was like $1,000 for the ticket.
That's awesome.
But yeah.
It's cool and awesome.
It was so cool. You know, it had like rails and train cars. I will write a book. Oh, God. So yeah, that was fun.
Traveling for autistic people.
Yes. Traveling for autistic people is very good. Yeah, so trains, those were great. Took a few planes, took some boats.
Right.
Took an automobile.
A dirigible. I took a dirigible one. I was a rickshaw. I'm just naming things of foreign forms of transportation now.
I hopped on a bicycle at one point.
All right.
I rode a man.
Oh, wow.
Not in the way I would like to.
Aw. So, okay. So it was easy to get around from country to country. You felt it easy?
It was super easy. Most people speak English too because...
Do they?
Yep. They learn other languages. So
not a lot of language barrier?
No, not really. Except in Paris. They don't have a lot of English.
Because fucking pretentious.
Yeah, they were hella pretentious.
There.
So.
Fuck them. So how long were you gone for?
6 weeks.
Okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you disclose $6,000 flight.
That's fine.
Whole trip.
About $6,000.
About $6,000. $1,000 a week.
Oh, I mean, that includes everything.
That flight and everything,
flight,
right? Flight,
rail,
food,
ticket.
Rail tickets,
let's
the awesome trains.
$7,000 to be conservative. And that's working on a 60 euro daily budget. So in places like Scandinavia, every day I was over budget. But places in Eastern Europe, every day I was under budget. So it kind of, depending on where you go.
So where are the places to go, did you say?
Okay, so places to go would be Prague, awesome and cool. Budapest.
Cool and awesome.
Cool and awesome. Also, yeah, good parties in Budapest. Croatia, didn't actually go there, but it's beautiful.
Didn't actually go there, but I've heard about it.
Gotta go.
Well, we started with traveling with these two girls.
Always wanted, yeah.
Yeah, and they went to Croatia. Their pictures were super awesome. Cool and awesome, you might even say. And then
you should be a travel agent.
Amsterdam was also really cool, except for the fact that I spent the entire time vomiting.
Why?
I had food poisoning.
Were the hookers ugly?
No.
This is, you pay money for that?
They were delightful, I heard from other people.
Delightful was the use. How was that hooker? She was
delightful. She was delightful.
Yeah, she was a real joy.
We had great conversation.
Yes. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about Budapest. I never heard crazy party stories about that
so,
place.
So the entire reason I went awesome. There was because I followed Jared Leto on Snapchat, and I was like, oh my God, I love Jared Leto. So
was
I had
he
this
in Budapest or something? Were you stalking Jared Leto?
Jared Leto was in Budapest. I was like, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
And
taking that rickshaw and trains and planes and automobiles.
Yeah, and so I was traveling with my boyfriend Cody, and I was like, we're going to marry Jared Leto. together, because I had the whole plan. We were I was gonna follow Jared Leto via Snapchat, figure out where he's at, and then in Budapest, I'd like casually bump into him. I'd be like,
"Wait,
oh,
this is a real plan? You
this
really
is,
thought
this
you
is
were
the
gonna,
plan?
Okay,
listen to the plan.
Wow.
So I was gonna bump into Jared Leto and be like, "Oh, hey, sorry. Oh, what's up, Jared Leto?" And he'd be like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'd be like, "Oh, I'm good. You know, I'm just traveling all over Europe because I'm pretty cool." And he'd be intrigued and fascinated by that. And he'd be like, "Hey, why don't you come party with me, you know, back at my cool,
and then you just like
cool,
leave
fancy
your boyfriend behind."
No, then the boyfriend comes with me. And then Jared Leto is like, "I'm intrigued and attracted to both of you. Let's all be sister wives."
Who's wait, hold on. Wouldn't it be like brother husbands?
I don't know. We're sister wives, the three of us.
Okay.
That is how this plan works out.
Okay. I feel like you really, you had it well thought out. It makes
I
sense.
Did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So how did he feel about this proposition?
Well,
security had you tasered and zip tied.
Got to Budapest, was ready to go. Mm-hmm, and then checked Snapchat and he was in Japan. So I was like, fuck.
And flights to Japan, where the rail, the Euro rail just didn't make it all the way to Japan.
No, believe me, I checked. Yeah. So that was disappointing. But Budapest, for your information, has also, once again, incredibly cheap liquor, so that's super great. And just crazy parties all the time. There was this one on a boat where under every bridge you had to kiss people, which that was fun. I met this weird Asian man who didn't speak a lick of English, but he knew the sentence, "May I sleep with you?"
Nice.
Which is really polite. Like, I actually kind of like that. Like, "May I sleep
with you?" I'm
gonna
start using that. That's gonna be my my headline on my Tinder profile now. "May I sleep with you?"
You know, I'm taking podcast notes right now. Nope.
I think men would get a lot further with women if they if they were just polite. It's not like, "Hey, like DTF." Say, "May
well,
I
yeah.
sleep with you?"
May I sleep? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
like, "Ma'am, are you down to fuck?" Ma'am. Just throw "ma'am" in there twice.
Ma'am. Yeah. They have thermal baths there. They have these bathhouses, which kind of remind me, like, if I were like a pedophile in Rome back in the Roman Emperor era, that would be great. Just these giant bathhouses with like 16 different pools, varying temperatures. Super cheap. It was like 30 euros to be there all day. And they have saunas and everything in there. It was incredible.
Yeah.
You can, like, there's so many people. You can just brush up against everybody. It's a really intimate experience.
Okay. What about the countryside in these places? Are they like, is there good beaches? Is it warm?
So most of the places I went to were capitals of countries. So they were just really huge cities. So you didn't see a ton of that. The only place I went to that didn't feel like a giant city was Greece. Just we went to the islands
because they're broke as shit.
Yeah,
and they're like selling everything. How much for those pillars over there? How much for Athena? I'll give you 37 euros for Athena. Fuck you, the euro ain't worth shit now after Brexit.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I didn't see a ton of countryside, except for on the trains. You could say that the countryside was really cool and awesome. Mm-hmm. So, it was great.
Thanks. So descriptive. I feel like I'm swept away. The pageantry is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So if I were to do like a couple weeks.
How many weeks are you thinking?
I probably wouldn't be able to get away with more than two.
Okay, so two? I would say
flight, hostels. Mm-hmm. I just like backpack cheap. Mm-hmm. I don't need, What are we talking?
How much would it cost? Yeah. Or what did you?
You're travel agent Jay.
Well, see, the problem is, I flew through Iceland just because Iceland's really cheap. It only costs like $400 to get there.
To Iceland?
Yeah, so Iceland's super cheap. Huh. And then it's like $80 to get from Iceland to Europe.
How long does it take? Like as a flight or a
flight is about 8 hours.
So is that are you talking you flew or did you took a rail train or what? No,
Iceland is an island.
No, so you took a flight or a boat? Did you take a boat? What'd you do?
No, I flew both times.
Okay.
So it's 8 hours from America to Iceland, and it's about an hour-ish from Iceland to Oslo, Norway.
So it was $480 to get from America to Iceland to Iceland to Norway.
Yep. So not that bad. Yeah, so I would really honestly spend a little bit more money and fly into Eastern Europe because you're just going to save so much on money. On drinks, food, hookers, lodging, like it'll be good.
So Prague, Budapest, Croatia. Amsterdam, and you heard Croatia, but you didn't go.
Is that all the Black Sea?
I think it's just east of Italy. So no. Geography. Deez, I'm not looking at you. You asked if I took the rail to Iceland.
You know what? It's a fair question.
No.
I realize as soon as I asked him, like, that's not a place you take a rail to. That's not. I don't understand maps, geography well.
So, Deez, I have a delightful little story for you.
Yes.
So, you know, people get souvenirs when they travel. Mm-hmm. And so.
You got herpes?
Shit. No, that's not the story I was going to tell you.
Okay. Go on.
So, the second I got into Greece, I started noticing this really weird trend. They have just hanging out on the street for everybody to see these bottle openers that are giant wooden penises, varying in sizes, you know, like 4 inches all the way up to 10. So these giant penises.
And where was this?
Everywhere in Greece.
Everywhere in Greece.
So Athens, Santorini, Paros, Crete. And I didn't really intend to get one, but finally, like on my last day in Crete, I was just like, fuck, this would be so awesome if I get back home. Anybody's like, hey, do you have a bottle opener? And I just pull out this massive wooden dildo.
Cock.
Yeah, so I decided to get one. Put it in my purse, was waiting for that wonderful opportunity. But we flew from Crete to Rome. Guess who forgot to take it out of her purse going through security? So as I'm like taking off my shoes and getting ready to go through security, put my bag on there, and then it hits me. I remember I'm like, no!
Whose is this? Like waving it in the air?
It's too late now. So all my friends make it through security. Of course, I'm fucking last. And so they're scanning my purse, and they see this dark, mysterious shape with a metal attachment at the end. That looks super suspicious. So they call me over to the side, and at this point, my friends are just laughing their asses off because they know exactly what's happening. So they, like, pat me down, and they check my things. And they're looking through the pockets of my bag, trying to find whatever this object is. And I see him as he, like, finally gets to it. And his face, he was so good and composed at first. And then for a moment, he just broke, and he totally fucking snickered. He looked back over at the other security guard, said something in Greek. And then he was like, all right, you can go. Like, you stupid American chick. Why do you need this for your 1 hour flight?
Did he let you keep it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I actually brought it if you wanted to see.
I do. Do you have it with you right now?
Yeah, I do. I take it with me everywhere. All
right. Let's see this.
It's pretty impressive.
How many times has it given you splinters so far?
It has a wooden stain on it. Oh. It's got a lacquer. It's veneered. Check out this vest.
Oh, let's see this thing.
I'll pass it over.
I thought you I thought you said you were going to get a big one.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. You fucking douchebag. This is a nothing. For the listeners, this is like a mega 8-inch. I would say that's 8-inch, right? Yeah.
Is that your boyfriend's lying to you.
Tell me you would not be horrified if that came at you.
That's a pretty thick-ass cock.
Yes, it is.
This?
But it's not 8 inches long. It's short and thick.
Look down the barrel
that's
of that bad boy.
That's not short. That's not short.
I like these. I want one of these now.
I mean, you can order it online.
Can I?
Yeah.
Do they make them in other stains? Or just,
they do.
Or
yeah,
just,
they,
your, just Italian?
They... they had it in black. They had
was the black one bigger?
Yes. it was very racist. I decided, you know, I wanted something very like classic and elegant.
Sure, it's very classic and elegant.
Which is why I went for the mahogany stain. I just think it's very regal.
What happened to the balls on this guy?
I know.
Roids, maybe?
Yeah, that's got tiny balls.
All the growing went into the girth, apparently.
Yeah, he's all head. He's got no, yeah.
But how horrific would that be if it had this just like massive testicles?
Yeah, well, it'd be even better. Yeah.
So yeah, that was my fun bringing a wooden dildo through airport security.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got to keep it.
Yeah, I would have been devastated.
It would have been great if you would have assaulted someone on the plane with it. Oh, they're like, they call back, like, who let the crazy American through with a fucking wooden assault dildo?
Assault dildo, that's my new favorite term. The next time I play, like, make your own clue, that should be a thing.
Assault dildo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll murder somebody in the podcast room with the assault dildo.
just credit me for that one, please. All right.
I gotta go.
Okay. Okay. So the assault dildo coming out. Perfect.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the most of it. I would definitely recommend to everybody Eastern Europe. It's definitely underrated. Okay. It's gorgeous, cheap, and cool and awesome. All right. So
what are you doing now that you're back?
Well, I just got back like this last week. So I'm still kind of adjusting to everything. Just getting back to work, put my dog down this morning.
Oh, bummer. Jesus Christ.
I know, I'm so sorry.
You're like keeping it together.
Yeah, no, he was like made of tumors, so it was tough.
Like from birth?
No.
Oh, okay.
Super old. He was like 14. Aww. And he was so fat that he had become more of a liquid than solid. Mm-hmm. Like his body would kind of conform to whatever he was in. Like
yeah.
If he was in a dog bowl. You know,
yeah. Why was he in a bowl?
You know, like how cats have cat bowls?
No.
You know, like the little fluffy cat bowls that cats lay in.
Oh, like a hard bowl?
No, the soft ones.
You mean like a bed?
Yeah, I guess that's what some people call them.
Well, I don't know. Like when I picture a bowl, I think of like a punch bowl or something. I'm like, what kind of bowl
that's
are you putting
fair,
your dog
fair.
In?
Okay, fine, dog bed. Okay. But it's bowl.
Wait,
shaped.
Dog bed. What do you? What is? Did you think anyone would be confused if you said bed, Jay? Think like, well, I could say it's a bed, but no one would get that. I mean, who understands?
Maybe
beds?
That's just a part of my life, and I identify beds as bowls. I'm gonna go lie down in my bowl.
I'm gonna go lay down on my people rectangle.
Yeah. Who no one's listening to this and getting confused at the term bed. I think you're safe. I mean, our listeners
all
aren't
right.
The brightest, but I feel like bed, they're gonna get that one.
The bed bowl.
The bed bowl.
So he just kind of
they
like
probably think you're saying bread bowl, but they're drunk or something. The bed bowl.
I put my dog in a bed bowl. Bread bowl, maybe. Yeah, so no, that was today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
What was his name?
Buddy. We weren't very creative. Our cat was Snowball. He's dead too.
Do you want to talk about other dead animals? Huh? I had I had a beta fish when I was 7. God. Dick.
Feel a lump in my breast. What else should we talk about? Fuck. this is getting so dark.
It's cathartic. It's good to get out for you. All right. Well, what's your plans now that you're back? Getting back into the comedy? Going to be a Blue Door doing any stand up?
Trying to focus on Blue Door. Improv is kind of my main focus right now, but I definitely do want to get back into stand up. I've had obviously some weird experiences in Europe that I want to write into sets. And then working with the Comedy Edition comics. Mm-hmm. We were going to have a Christmas show. Unfortunately, I don't think that's actually going to happen this year.
Yeah, I heard.
But we still do hopefully have one scheduled for February, which I don't know if that'll be another romance show or if we'll just go on a different avenue.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That'll be fun. Well, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah, I've been talking to Tom a little bit. I'm trying to... might be getting involved with you guys on those. So
that would be awesome. Yeah. That would be really cool.
So you should come down to the club. Come down to the comedy club. Do some stand-up again.
I want to. The biggest bummer part is that the improv practice is the same night as open mic.
On Wednesdays?
Yeah.
There's open mics other nights, though.
That's true. Well, I mean, at other places like Chan's. And
sure.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, good. Find Jay. She's all over. She's been doing comedy. We're happy to have you back.
Happy to be back.
So, all right. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do here. How much time do we have? And we got all the time in the world, but we've got an hour again. Got a couple options. We can talk about the 10 most dangerous states in America.
Nice.
We can play Your Shitty City. I feel like we should play Your Shitty City.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do that one.
Let's do that. Okay, guys, we haven't done this in a while. We're going to play with Jay. We're going to play Your Shitty City.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? It's time to play Your Shitty City.
All right, guys, this is the game where this is a fun game I found with my friend Heather years ago while we traveled. We went to Seattle and then we went to Portland, and I'd been to Seattle before. She'd never been to Portland. And I like Portland better than I like Seattle. I like Seattle, but I love Portland. I like the vibe there a little better. I like the downtown. You can kind of walk, better beer. I think it's a little more casual. I like it better. We were trying to figure out which one was better, and then for some reason she thought the crime was worse in Portland. So I found a website where you could compare two cities and the statistics of crime in two cities. And ever since then, we've played this little parlor game we played, and then we started incorporating it into the show. But we take the crime rate of a city compared to the national average, and we let you guys guess and see if you're how close you are. So maybe we'll pit Jay against Traz. We'll let both you guys play and see who comes out the winner.
Ring it on.
Okay. The way we'll score this is just whoever's closest. Okay. Whoever's closest to the actual number. And we are going to use San Jose, California as the shitty city tonight, since Jay lived in San Jose. We've done Spokane before with past guests, so we're going to do San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first up on Your Shitty City, murders. And these are all per 100,000 population, okay?
Okay.
Murders per capita in San Jose, California compared to the U.S. average. The U.S. average for murders in America is 4.5. How many murders are in San Jose, California?
I'm going to go with 4.9.
Trav?
I don't even know anything about San Jose.
It's hot.
Is it close to Stockton?
It was an hour away from Oakland.
San Jose is on the coast. Yeah, it's just south of Oakland. Stockton is like northeast inland.
Just give me some discriminatory.
It's actually pretty good. It's a decent city. I know it's fairly. Well, I guess downtown. It kind of sucks.
I once chased a robber there. If that helps.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
So we'll go whole or half numbers. So jail bump. Yep. Do you want to go to 4.5 or 5 on that one?
I'll go 5.
5. Okay.
Is it as big as Spokane, or like bigger or smaller?
Definitely bigger. Way bigger.
Way bigger.
Yeah. Way bigger.
Okay, and it's per capita though.
Yeah.
So, and
the national average is 4.5. So how many murders does San Jose have?
I'll go with less than the national average.
You're such an optimist.
Yeah, I love people in San Jose. Guys, how about 4?
Traz says 4, and Jay said 5. The answer is 3.5. Traz is closer. Traz is going to get a point on that
one. The secret is believing in people.
I guess so. Maybe things have gotten better.
Okay. Robberies. Jay chased down a robber in San Jose.
I did.
This one may be on the books. This one may be one of the ones that got counted.
Mm-hmm.
Per 100,000 population in San Jose, California, the U.S. average is 100 robberies in a year. What is San Jose?
100,000 or 100?
100 out of 100,000. So in terms of population. So, and we'll use, you can do like... Here we'll go like 100, 110, 120. You can, intervals of 10, I should say.
Dang, mine was going to be 85.
You're such an optimist. I'm going to go 150 because I'm a negative Nancy.
Jay says what? 150.
No way. The good people of San Jose would never stand for that.
Let's see.
I can't do 85 anymore.
You can do 80 or 90.
I'll go with 90.
90. The answer is 110. Traz is closer again.
So, bitch, okay.
You have no faith in San Jose. Did you have a bad experience in San Jose?
I moved down there for a guy.
So, yeah, you had a bad experience. All right. Okay. So, for assaults, the next category, assaults per 100,000. Now, we're going to go in intervals of 25 here, okay?
Okay.
The national average is 225. What is San Jose's assaults per 100,000 people?
What are you going to say? I want to base it off of you now because you've been winning.
All right, it's on the coast, so they seem a little salty. a little salty. So if the average is 225... I want to say that they're right at or a little bit more aggressive.
So intervals of 25, what are you going to do?
Go through right at 225.
It says 225.
Shit. I was also going to do that. You know what? I'm gonna steal your optimist card and I'm going to do 200. And I bet you it's going to bite me in the ass.
The actual 175.
Oh, faith in humanity does seem to reign, I guess.
Jay on a point there. Next up, burglaries per 100,000.
Okay.
National average. And again, we're going to go in intervals of 10 on this one. National average is 540. What is San Jose's?
550,
Jay says.
I'm like trying to run all these like scenarios about these people. I have no idea who they are. Let's say that they do like a little bit less burglaries by like maybe 20 units. I forgot the number that you used.
540.
Yeah, so let's go with like 520.
Number is 510.
God damn it. Okay. I need to reevaluate my time there.
Getting slaughtered here.
Don't get me wrong. I had some good times here too.
We have two categories left.
Okay. Can I even win at this point? I can tie.
Theft and auto theft. There's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Thefts. National average, intervals of 10.
Okay.
Intervals of hundreds. Because it's 800 and...
Wait, we've done robberies, burglaries, and now thefts?
Yeah, I guess there's a difference here. 840,000. That can't be right. 840,000
per
100,000. That can't be right.
People like to steal stuff.
How does that make sense? How do you have 840,000 out of 100,000 people?
Mm.
I guess you could. I guess, like, everyone has something stolen from them eight and a half times.
Maybe that's sort of like shoplifting and stuff like that. And so
that's
like,
true. Could
so,
just
like, some people will steal candy from Zips every single day or Zip Trip.
Sure. That seems weird.
I feel like you have a lot of really negative experiences at Zips.
Yeah, it's weird. Zips and Zip Trip. I moved to this interesting neighborhood.
Okay.
Oh, it'd be, I'm sorry, 8,400.
Okay. Gotcha.
So 8,400. So let's go intervals of hundreds here. 8,400 is the thefts.
Hmm. I'll do 8,500.
Trez?
So you guessed the average?
No, I guessed 100 more than the average.
Oh, okay.
I think you said it was 84.
Yeah, 8,400.
I mean, but if you want to go with like 7, just do it.
I'll go with 8,200.
The National or San Jose, 1,800. 1,800, way down there compared to the national average.
Wow. Okay, San Jose. Maybe I should move back.
San Jose is really so. Although Jay, you're statistically out.
Okay.
But we're gonna play the last
round. I apologize, San Jose, for my low opinion.
Oh, San Jose. Let's see. We have auto thefts as the last one.
God, I hope it's just ridiculous.
I almost jokingly said that our next category is going to be that.
The U.S. average is 220.
Okay.
What is San Jose's in intervals of 10?
10.
Jay says 10 cars were stolen in San Jose.
I want to say that they're higher than average on car thefts because I believe that people in San Jose drive tight cars.
Okay.
Because they're salty.
Yeah.
So, what was the average?
210.
All right, let's go with 234.
The average is 750. Way up.
Whoa,
but Trav still wins.
Yeah.
I tried to play the nice card.
Yeah.
I said 10.
10. No, I think they got more than 10.
You let me down, San Jose. And this is why I have a low opinion of you,
that
San
is
Jose.
Your
you constantly
shitty city.
Let me down.
Oh, all right. So, Jay, we're going to do one last thing before we let you go.
Yeah.
I've been asking people recently a couple questions. What's your go-to guilty pleasure song?
Ooh, let me think about that for a hot second. Oh god, no, got it. And I feel like we've done this, geez, like at least me and you, because you know I love the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, we have.
Do you remember how much I love the Backstreet Boys? I mean, if you want to play it for me, I'm not gonna complain.
Which song?
Want It That Way, I think that's what it's called, because I'm a shitty fan and I don't. Tell me why ain't nothing
matter. Oh, that's right.
Want It That Way. That's, yeah, Want It That Way. That's the one. How about you?
Actually, I love the Backstreet Boys too.
Okay, yeah.
So this is tight. Thank
We're
you.
White. We do love them.
You love the Backstreet Boys? I Want It That Way.
I mean, I used to be a hater because I'm like 29, so when they were popular, you know, I was in 5th and 6th grade and stuff. All the girls loved the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC more than they liked me, so
aww.
I was like kind of a hater, you know?
That's fair.
That's sad.
The Backstreet
That's
Boys,
a sad
but
story.
Then when I got older, you know, I kind of appreciated it, that they were just guys that were running with their own game and, like, making cool music. And
all right.
They were kind of dorky for a long time, but now it's like...
They got it back.
They got it back, yeah.
We are... What's your go-to karaoke song?
That would be the Aerosmith song, Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which, Deesa, I don't know if you recall, but I kicked your ass at karaoke singing that exact song.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
That I believe I won that competition.
Not even a little bit.
What was the competition?
It was a karaoke competition.
It wasn't
Monterey
much of a competition, really.
Yeah, because I wiped the floor with them. Monterey Cafe. What? Do you remember what songs you did?
Who?
You.
What I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember what song I did.
Okay.
Do you remember what song I did?
Kind of. The, like, something about, like, Never Gonna Dance Again.
Yeah, I did Careless Whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're going to need you to show us how bad you kicked my ass with that song.
Bring it on. I do this for a living, bitch.
Well, there's the words.
I'm usually drunk, though, which makes me think I can sing better.
You can sing great.
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
I want to hear you kick my ass again.
Jesus, this is a 5-minute song? Oh, my God.
The big extended version.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch you smile while you were sleeping.
That's creepy.
While you're far away and dreaming. I'm outside of your window, D's. Spend my life in this sweet surrender.
That sounds like a rape analogy.
I could stay lost. Damn it, now I'm thinking about rape forever.
She lights up.
I'm wearing a sweater. When I treasure. Yeah, boys, get into it. My backup singer. Don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dreams will never do. I still miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing.
I like how Jake closed their eyes.
I'm getting into this. I feel like I'm in the recording studio right now. Yeah.
Put one finger in your ear like Mariah.
Fuck him. I hate Mariah. Feel your heart beating.
Until
yeah.
It stops and makes you into a skin suit.
What you dreaming? Wondering if it's me you're seeing. It better be me, motherfucker. Kiss your eyes and thank God that we're together.
Kiss
and then
your
you
eyes?
You wake up and start screaming because you didn't know I was there with you in this moment.
Hit your rape whistle.
Forever and ever, and after you die, still then. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Because even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do. I still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss one smile.
I don't because the video cameras.
I don't
want
to miss one kiss, even if you say no.
Who are you kissing?
I just want to be with you right here. Just like this, yeah.
You looking through
your
window.
I just want to hold you close.
While you're roofied.
Feel your heart so close to mine because it's in my hand because I cut it out of you. Stay in this moment for the rest of time, yeah.
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 Don't want to close my eyes.
I feel like we had like a gym bro moment. Like, yeah, bro, what? So I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing. Because even when I dream of you, the sweetest dreams will never do. I still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Even when I dream of you.
Yeah, get it.
The sweetest dream will never do. I still miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing. See, I never said I have a good voice. I just have charisma, and that's all you need to leave
this
country.
Charisma. That's true.
You can be a rapist and have charisma, and that's all it takes, is what we found out from Aerosmith here today.
That is true. We did.
That is our lesson of the day. Dude, it's hot in here.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Or I'm just winded from singing, which means I need to work out more.
God. That was fantastic, Jay.
May I have to roll up my sleeves more. Pardon my wrist.
So good.
I know.
So good. I can't believe you couldn't even remember what I sang.
I kind of, sort of. Yeah,
first of
okay.
All, this is my go-to song, and I feel like I play this song on, like, almost every episode of the podcast now. Oh, we played this the other night in our when we did the
mannequin
challenge.
Yeah.
This song's so good. This is my ringtone.
I wanted to like listen to this song and Donald Trump's concession speech and just like furiously masturbate, and it didn't happen.
This, I get hard just listening to this song. Like, I'm virile. Like, I need,
are you aroused right now?
I am so aroused. I can't stand up.
I've never seen the music video before. Why is it grabbing a chain?
I feel so unsure.
I feel like it's a good time to bring out your dick from Greece.
I know. Let me get my bottle opener.
How do you sing into it?
This feels like a shitty 80 porno.
In your eyes calls to mind that silver screen, and all it's sad goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. No, it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Ugh, God, the 80s were the best.
Look at those shorts. Ugh, they go all the way up to her nipples.
He's like, who's this girl? Where's a cock?
I like how you don't even need the karaoke
Oh,
part.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I got this down. This is my jam. I sing this like multiple times a year or multiple times a month. Now I want to go do karaoke. Time can never mend.
He's got the scariest eyebrows.
The careless whispers of a good friend.
This is so much creepier than my song. This is so much worse.
So good.
Oh my God.
The 80s were the best. Coke was good for you. AIDS didn't exist. Was so great. Look at that.
Deez, I feel like you have a drug problem and AIDS now.
Oh, yeah, both those things are entirely possible. I've done a lot of risque shit in my life.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
Great song, though.
Yeah, it is a fantastic song.
Honestly, a lot of people have been talking shit about America because the whole election thing, you know, and one of the memes that's going around is, when has America ever been great?
That's
and I was
true.
Like, in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, dude.
It was even on the chart that the person put up. It was like, when has America ever been great? It was like slavery and then like segregation. And then
It was pretty great.
Some other shit.
The bad stuff. Sorry. I was I was terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, the answer to that question is the 80s.
I don't know, man. Awesome. Those shoulder pads. Look, pretty nasty.
That's a quality.
I don't understand what all those brown people are complaining about. I'd be happy if I had my own water fountain. Like, it just that seems like a good thing, right?
Dude, you're a shade of brown, sort of.
I know. I would have had my own water fountain. I'd have been okay with that. I don't need your water fountain.
And just based on numbers, if it's a minority water fountain, you have to wait for less people.
That's true. That's statistically, you have a better water fountain. Yeah, sure. There's some beatings and lynchings. Small price to pay for a shorter line at the water fountain.
Right.
You know what?
When you weigh them side by side.
Right.
It's easy to run away from that shit when you're well hydrated.
You know? Oh yeah, you can't make a cake without breaking a few eggs. Sure?
Eggs being civil liberties, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's very absolutely true. So, all right. Okay, well, I think... Jay, you got anything else? Anything else you want to plug or talk about? You good?
I think I'm good. Thank you so much for having me back. And
yes. Come back soon.
Yeah.
Please.
I'll bring my monster dildo.
Bring your monster dildo.
Assault dildo.
Traz, you got anything else tonight, buddy? You?
Oh, we were going to talk about minimum wage. But
oh, yeah. Well, do you want to talk about minimum wage?
I mean, it's just like such a long rant. But for people who don't know, Washington State just voted to increase the minimum wage to $11.50 by January, and then to $13 by 2020. Is it 2020?
I don't know.
I think maybe it's 2018. I don't know, but
something
within a couple years. Yeah, we're going to be up to $13 an hour starting in January. Everybody's going to be getting $1.50 raise. That's making minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
this is a great song for this.
Yeah,
tell us about it. Drop the echo. Maybe we should have a Traz's Econ Corner.
Right.
My God, this was the theme song to The Apprentice. Just bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there's just like a lot to think about when you're thinking about minimum wage laws and economics and stuff. I personally don't think that you should artificially raise the minimum wage, but I do think that it's going to be beneficial overall for the people of Spokane, but at the detriment of other people.
Yeah,
I
we have a lot of minimum wage jobs here,
right?
And it's like most of our minimum wage jobs are just like corporate jobs or like federal contracts or like jobs that aren't going anywhere.
Most, when they raise the minimum wage in Seattle, a majority, an overwhelming majority of employees demanded to have their hours cut back so they could still keep state assistance.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
My buddy Grant was on that. He was talking about basically how this is like raising the minimum wage is like the government's way of kicking a bunch of people off of like social benefits. And then another thing is that raising the minimum wage to me is a stealth income tax. And the only guaranteed winner by raising minimum wages is the government, in my opinion,
because
they're going to collect more money in income tax, money in sales tax, more money in employment taxes.
Yeah. Well, minimum wage is a job people should have when they're, you know, cleaning fucking toilets at McDonald's during their, you know, during high school. It's not like Obama said a couple years ago. He's like, you know, a single parent with two kids can't live off a minimum wage job. I'm like, well, a single parent shouldn't have a minimum wage job, and if you have a minimum wage job, don't have two kids. And like, you probably should have planned that out better, and have a better plan than like, hey, I had two kids.
I'm sorry,
and I have no discernible skills.
I had that plan, but that plan went out the window, and I had six shots of tequila.
Well, that's a choice, though.
That's why you got to sterilize the water, right?
That's right. I'm working.
President Deese.
That's right. I like that. I'm gonna get that soundbite.
Minimum wage, I think it's going to be good for Spokane, not necessarily good in general. I think it's bad. It artificially picks winners and losers. Since Spokane's full of losers, we're going to be winners. but in real life, like, for example, I actually do make minimum wage at the piano bar because I'm a server. And so I am going to be getting a wage increase.
Yeah.
So that's theoretically good for me. And it's, you know, it's bad for the guy who sold me his house in October because now I'm paying him back in inflated dollars.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks for him. And in reality, if in January my wage is going to go up $1.50 an hour and I only work like 6 hour shifts, so it's like $9 an hour more than I'm making a night. And most of the people that come into the piano bar don't make minimum wage, so I think those are the people who don't make minimum wage are going to be the people who are affected and feel relatively more poor. And so I'm wondering, you know, if one person doesn't, you know, feels more poor because they're spending more money on wages for their business or whatever, and they don't come into the piano bar and spend $50, that's a $10 tab for me. So if I lose out on one $50 tab, which is $10 in tips, then I'm losing $1 per shift, even though my wage went up. So
that's a lot of thought into that one. That's why you really thought about it.
I'm a bartender at a kind of upscale place, and I'm nervous about it in a way because while I do currently make minimum wage with tips, I usually average around 25 to 30 an hour. But
right, straight up.
So now that people are under the impression that it's like, oh, these people are getting paid way more, like $11 if people start tipping less, then I actually think I will probably make less.
You probably will, yeah.
Yeah, which sucks because it's like, fuck. Like, I definitely live off my tips. So.
Straight up. That's how I feel. Is it's like so the people who are going to be tipping us are going to like be affected by it and maybe more conscious that, oh, yeah, like you're
saying. They're like, oh, you're making $11?
You guys are living it up now. You make $9 more a day.
Yeah, so I may go from like making $30 an hour to actually making $11 an hour. So hopefully not.
That would be sucky. Yeah, me too. But I think that places that have a lot of like low income or minimum wage customers and stuff, like, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but like Mootsies or something, like they'll probably do better.
People
have $9 more, you know, that's nine PBRs that you can drink, so
that's true. All right, there's Traz's econ corner. Come back for more come back next year for tax information. I'll be coming up. So
that'll be a riveting episode.
Right, yeah,
taxes are cool and awesome.
All right, well, we're gonna get out of here. I think that'll do it for the evening, guys. Again, Jay, I much appreciate it. Glad to have you back. Thank you for coming back to see us. Glad you made it.
Thank you so much. This has been really cool and awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime. I know. I get that. Come anytime and find Jay at the Blue Door Theater performing soon, hopefully. Follow them on Facebook. Follow the Drink and Debate page on Facebook for updates on the live shows as well as the podcast. Listen to the podcast, guys. You know, we get some great comedians in here every week for the Drink and Debate podcast. It's not just about the show. We get to really talk to them and get some good stuff out of them. So listen to that show. Again, you'll be able to find that on Pants Pending Studios soon, bringing that to the network, and new episodes every Tuesday. Rate us on iTunes. Help us climb the charts over there. So, all right, guys. Well, for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Traz and Jay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to hipster coffee shops, Laura Lee at PetSmart, Puerto Ricans, the Eurorail, rapey Aerosmith songs, people who did coke in the 80s, all of Croatia, Monica, and people without their own water fountains. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
If I were like a pedophile in Rome back in the Roman Emperor era, that would be great.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!